We've all seen the news coverage of mass shootings in America, what certainly feels like an increasing frequency. Question for you, as you watch one tragedy after another unfold, have you ever thought about what you would do if you were in that situation? Or do you just believe, it's never going to happen to me? Well, not answering the first could place you in as big a risk as believing the second. Our next guest is presenting a program which will train you on how to respond to an active shooter. Here are the details. Is a retired NYC detective, first responder, active shooting expert, as well as a survivor of an armed suspect shooting. He's also the founder of 360 Protective Solutions. Nelson Vergara, thanks for being here today, Nelson.
Thank you for having me on the show today.
Website to learn more about Nelson's organization, as well as, and not slighting his work, but to register for this program that we're going to be talking about. It's the number 360-360-ProtectiveSolutions.com. We have that link, of course, on our homepage. And Nelson, before we start, I want to address the person listening right now who might be thinking, well, I'll sit back and casually listen because, well, this doesn't, it's not going to come where I live. Well, let me just look at a few dates for you right here. March 4th of this year, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, 5 injuries. March 4th, Douglasville, Georgia, 2 dead, 7 injured. March 5th, Bolingbrook, Illinois, 3 dead, 1 injured. March 5th, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 4 injured. March 5th, Shreveport, Louisiana, 4 injured. March 5th, Lake City, Florida, 4 injured. March 6th, Sacramento, California, 2 dead, 2 injured. March 6th, Memphis, Tennessee, 2 dead, 2 injured. March 7th, Memphis, Tennessee, 4 injured. Nelson, it certainly appears that mass shootings know no boundaries, do they not?
They, fortunately, they do not. And it unfolds in a variety of ways. It doesn't have to be specifically in one large location or one small location. So it comes in, unfortunately, it comes in all shapes and sizes and locations. So it's just a matter of how to prepare, the individual that's going to participate in the unfortunate, rapidly unfolding events, such as an active shooter incident. So it's not talked about enough. Unfortunately, the discussions that we have in today, it's the aftermath. And a good example of that was yesterday in Hamburg, Germany, where you had a shooter come into a church. I believe it was Jehovah's Witness Church. And, he fired upon the churchgoers. So I'm sure that, it's already too late because, these things happen, and the reality of it is that you have to prepare for them. So that's why I humbly believe that the program that we teach is it's worked. It's already been proven to work, and we stand by it.
And this course is going to be offered on March 25th. Again, you can find out more at 360, the number is 360productivesolutions.com. You have the foundation of your program. It's tagged as ALIVE, meaning assess, leave, impede, violence, expose. I want to start with that assess, because are you talking about assessing the scene that you're in or assessing the person that you have to confront? Because you mentioned the shooter in Hamburg, and we look at incidents here in the States too. Dylan Roof, for example, he sat down and worshiped with the people before he slaughtered them. These aren't crazy people. They're angry people, to be sure. But they can plot and plan, and they're looking for where they're going to have the easiest time to perpetrate the evil that they want to perpetrate.
Correct. So here's the thing, Chris. So the ALIVE program, and to specifically address your question, assessing, you're evaluating the situation that's unfolding before you. Now, is it something that you plan ahead of time, like, what would I do if this would happen? No, but we certainly promote having a proactive mindset. Because these things are, they occur at locations that you would least expect. They can happen at any time. There's a variety of reasons why these incidents occur. But to the assess portion of what alive, you're evaluating the situation that's happening before you. You know, what's going to be your next movement? What's going to be your next decision that you have to make? And remember, these are on the spot, you know, very, you know, quick decisions, lightning quick. And just because there's certain steps, there's steps that you follow because of the program, whether it's the program that we teach, or whether it's other programs that are out there, you don't necessarily have to follow that sequence of steps. So assess being the first one of them that you evaluate. Yeah, you evaluate, and then the next one would be L for leave. You know, yeah, you can leave, but what if you can't leave? What if you're trapped? You know, what if you're in a closed location? You know, how do you react to that? And, you know, how can you protect yourself and those around you, you know, if there's time? So, and I can tell you as a fellow survivor, in fortunately in active shooter incidents, I can tell you the time that passes, it's really quick. It's really quick, and it has to be instinctive. So our program is designed to kind of give you the proactive mindset. So the creator of the program coined the phrase proactive reactionism. So it's being both proactive and reactive. So once you have that, you know where you're going to go into. You know there's always a remote possibility that something would happen. So how do you prepare for that? And that automatically is going to give you an advantage. You know, should the situation arise where, an active shooter incident were to occur, you kind of already know what steps to take. And it makes that assessed part of the ALIVE program a lot easier.
Talking with Nelson Vergara, who is retired NYC detective. He is a first responder, active shooting expert, also a survivor, as he just mentioned, of an armed suspect shooting, presenting a program about how to survive an active shooter on March 25th. You can learn more at the numbers 360-360-protectivesolutions.com. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. We're not going to go through every element of ALIVE here because obviously I want people to come into the program with the understanding of its importance. But you're asking a lot of people to change their mindset because normally you walk into whether it be a church, a school, a stadium, an outdoor concert. Well, I'm here to be part of something positive. I don't want to have to be looking for exits. I shouldn't have to be arching my back and raising my spidey senses, whatever the case may be. But this is a new world that we're in right now.
Yes, I agree. I mean, it is a new world, no doubt about it. And no, I mean, honestly, I mean, no one should have to think about these things. But because these, one thing that I've always said, Chris, and I've said it to a lot of people, I said it to a lot of colleagues and fellow practitioners. I always say, you know, the most dangerous weapon on this planet is the human mind. So there's always ingenuity on both sides, on the good side and on the bad side. So unfortunately, there is a bad side. There's always the evolution of creative ideas to, that's going to cause harm and public alarm. And we have to be able to mitigate that. And the best way to do it is to arm ourselves with knowledge, and this is just one way of obtaining that knowledge, you know, that know-how, using a system that's been proven to work. I mean, this system itself was first proven at the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas, the Mandalay Bay shooting. One of the students that went through the program actually, she survived, and she is very, you know, she credits the program, you know, and she. And, to this day, we talk about and we analyze, that situation. You know, I mean, how do you plan? How do you plan an escape? And, how do you survive? You're in open field. You know, it's like fish in a barrel. So these are things that it's when you least expect it and where you're supposed to be most prepared. But, yeah, that's the reality. We all have to start thinking about this. And it's going to be to the point where we do it in such redundancy of training and practicing that it becomes second nature. You're not even thinking about it because it's automatically pre-programmed in your mind. And that's one thing that we intend to do. And situational awareness.
And I mentioned the program is going to be presented on March 25th. And this isn't just a sit in the chair, watch videos and some virtual reality special effects. There's a quiz at the end of this program. This is a certification, which, you know, when you think about this, too, as an individual, and certainly we're seeing more and more people changing workplaces and everything, if you're a certified expert in dealing with addressing active shooters, well, your market value just went up significantly.
Right, absolutely. I mean, so it does help you in certain ways, but the most important thing is just making sure that the people are aware that this is a, you know, this is something that can't be overlooked. It's something that you have to prepare yourself, get the knowledge, get the training. And what we teach is we give you, we give you visualization exercises. We go through some scenarios. We have class participation. We go through certain exercises. And you realize that, you know, there's a lot of people that's never been in any type of violence. You know, but we definitely... we explain the whole situation. There's no props. There's nothing to scare you. You know, nothing like that. We definitely don't promote that. We give all the information to our students before we actually start the program. But it is certainly something that you might you have to consider, because it's where we live today. It's the way of the world, unfortunately.
And if I understand correctly, too, this will be for people, this will be presented in New York City, but you're going to have a virtual option as well?
Yes, in the future, we're going to have a virtual option.
Okay.
But for now, we do have the in-person training. I just feel that I have to convey the message in person, just because what makes it more realistic is the fact that I myself is a survivor, and I've chosen this program over others because it's close to my heart. You know, these are, just imagine yourself that you put yourself in you're in a situation that you survive from, but you can't put it into context or words. This program did exactly that for me, and because of that, and I've taken, you know, I was in law enforcement for over 20 years. You know, and I was also in the, in the U.S. Marine Corps, and we've taken several training. You know, there's a lot of training that's out there. But the one that brings it home is the ALIVE program.
And certainly virtual is always a convenience, but with a serious and important topic like this, in-person training would certainly, I would hope for you listening, be your preference. I mean, if you can go to New York City to go see a show or go watch the animals at the Central Park Zoo, you can certainly go into New York City on March 25th, be a part of this program, too, on how to survive an active shooter. Find out more at the numbers 360-360-ProtectiveSolutions.com. That's Nelson Vergara's company, 360 Protective Solutions. Again, March 25th, learn more, and more importantly, become a part of this program. Nelson Vergara, thank you so much for how you help us understand our reality today. Like it or not, we have to embrace it and confront it, and however it may be, and you help us understand the reality of it and our importance of addressing it in a serious, effective way. Thank you for the work that you're doing, for being here.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the time.